cast in tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample show. Mr. Pistro, fraternity guy, pick up a ass for bloodshot eyes. Get drunk and fight every night. Idolize Bradley, belittle women's rights. Homophobic, racist, and don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you can drive a bigger truck? So wear your baseball cap to decide to let everyone know that you're a nice guy. So cool, was so impressed. Lots of chicks and a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. Well, I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. She's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. Nice guys rule the planet. Why just can't understand it? But could divine by deception and lies. Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, jerk off!
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, jerk off!
Read into the lyrics, cause everybody gets their just desserts. As long as you remember that nice guy's bitch. You're next on the list. Such a nice guy who speaks through his fists. Prick with a penchant for messing with heads. A broken nose for dinner and breakfast in bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But you're probably kill her before she gets away from you. Swears in a pool of blood and cry. All your friends say that you're a nice guy. Have a drink, this one's on me. Look, you're doing fine, losing to your disease. No lattos, I'll pack your bags. Bury you with my cash, ready to go. You're a nice guy, we're all nice guys, but all of you are assholes. He's a nice guy, she's a nice guy. Hey, Tom, both a nice guy.
All of you are assholes.
Nice guys rule the planet. The fundamental I'm put upon me by deception and lies. Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, jerk off.
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, jerk off.
Read into the lyrics, so let the fucking pill quench your thirst. As long as you remember that nice guy's fish.
Everybody, welcome to the Plex. We do this show live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond into red light. I'm producer Dave. You can find me damn near anywhere. And just big shout out to a couple face groups I found where they're just fucking making hella fun of the QAnon people. I'm assuming your group making fun of QAnon will get pulled down before the QAnon groups do.
And that in and of itself is a bummer. I'm the Media Wench. You can find me here on the Echoplex channel, and you can find all of our contacts over on the contact page at echoplexmedia.com. Jump in our Discord at discord.me/echoplex if you have an angry. And if you're angry and would like to give us some hate shill bucks, that's patreon.com/echoplex. Producer Dave, give the people what they want.
Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine, and it's great. Thanks. Everything's fine, and everything's fine. I hope you have a real nice... The weather, the traffic, the time, and the news. How's your commute? What do you do? Sorry I'm late. I kept hitting snooze. It's just one of those days. You know what they say. It is what it is. Ignorance is bliss. When it rains, it pours. Couldn't ask for more. What goes around comes around, all in good time. I guess that your guess is as good as mine.
Everything's fine and everything's fine and it's great.
Everything's fine and it's great.
Thanks.
Thanks. All right, we're going to get right to it, I guess. Here's a clip. It's from Mediaite. It is a Democratic analyst, Jessica Tarlov, is not popular with the cast and crew, probably just the cast, of Fox is Outnumbered. And you're going to see why here. Also, the audio on this clip is garbage. It's so low.
The president saying, you know, it's a fake story. He obviously loves the military. He has spent a lot of money, increased salaries.
Step on this so hard.
Completed before he took over. And really just railing against that story that he saw, saying it's fake news. Your thoughts?
Well, he says everything's fake news, whether it's true or not. But we have the president on record calling John McCain a loser. We also know that he says he doesn't like people who got captured. Guess what? There are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of soldiers who are buried and given highest honors because they got captured. And they showed the level of bravery that someone like John McCain did. At a rally after John McCain's funeral, he said, I didn't even get a thank you for that. You have Khazir Khan, a Gold Star parent, talking about how Donald Trump feels about the military. So I completely respect John Bolton's account of what happened in France, but there is so much more. Yeah, well, he's still talking about it. It's not like Donald Trump
dude fucking look at I like her.
Woke up and decided that he liked the military. You know what the
I think he's always been outspoken about loving the military. Jessica, you've gone off a cliff there. Katie, go ahead.
No, Melissa, just one second. Saying I love the military and calling John McCain a loser do not work with one another. That's absolutely impossible. Okay. Also, he didn't get Veterans Choice passed. President
if
Obama
like
did.
Military,
it was a Bernie
you have
Sanders
to love
bill.
John McCain?
No, okay, but you President, don't. He President the Trump's, words in that okay. story. Directly mimic what Donald Trump says all the time. He calls people losers and suckers. He mocks the disabled. There's a part in there where he says, I don't want amputees in the military parade. Who wants to look at that? That's how he talks. Oh, look at that one. She's a beauty.
I didn't know he said that.
It sounds exactly like him. You can't deny it.
Okay. All right, Katie.
So, John McCain.
Democratic operative. I probably don't really like her or what she does for her job, but fucking, you know what? She's never getting asked back on Fox News again. And so for that, we got a fucking little round of applause for making sure you're never asked on Fox News again. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
And like Joseph Bacon was saying, you know, a relative of his died in the war. And those people, like, they're not idiots or whatever. Like, I don't know. A lot of people who joined the military joined during peacetime too and end up then going and off on some errand for somebody that they never intended on. They all know that they could go to war, but they probably, you know, a good number of them are probably like, we're doing what? Oh, whatever. All right, sure. So this is probably from the Five. In fact, I know this is from the Five. See the screen here? This is Greg Gutfeld and Juan Williams. This is from the Five. This is like a really bad version of the Plex with a lot of money. So Greg Gutfeld is going to say how it's probably all fine and dandy. In fact, that Donald Trump downplayed COVID-19.
Let's see if it changed, Greg.
Well, it is the five.
Greg, one of the key issues here in the Woodward book is that the president said, oh, you know, this is like the flu, even though he had been told that it was not like the flu, and said to Woodward, this is far more deadly than the flu. So why did he keep saying this is like the flu?
Well, I think first, let's go back to your incorrect comparison to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Those were both immediate, acute events. We didn't need information to be managed by our world leader. We saw what was happening.
So, because something lasts a long time, it's not really that important anymore.
Right. We don't have the attention span for a pandemic. It just goes away once we stop thinking about it.
Those are like immediate things. They didn't just keep happening. So we should be worried about those things. But this thing that keeps happening seems to be happening every day, happening everywhere. Nah. Maybe his comparison was incorrect, because this thing that keeps happening seems to be worse.
Happening. However, this what we're dealing with right now, which is called a novel virus for a reason. It's new. It was a slow rolling phenomenon. All right. In which uncertainty played a huge role. And get this, when the experts were often wrong, they told us untruths about the masks. They said we shouldn't close borders. They said a lot of things. They said, go about your lives normally. Remember that? Go to the parades. You know what? Still go on those cruises. Experts were actually saying that. So a lot of this stuff was adjusted. Now, I'm going to make two obvious points here. One, when the Atlantic story from this weekend fell apart, I said that was the first bombshell of like 50 that we're going to hit. Well, this is the second bombshell, except it's a booger dressed as a bombshell.
Booger?
Nothing. Come on. And the reason why it's nothing is
we're all adults here.
Obviously nothing. Trump told Woodward that information because to him, it was an obvious truth that leaders know stuff that sometimes they keep from the public that they have to manage because that is their role as a leader, so you don't make it worse. There's the comfortable and well-known phrase, keep calm and carry on. It's well-known for a reason. Experts that I talk to personally, every time I talk to them, said the panic can be worse than the pandemonium. I sometimes disagreed. But when a doctor sees a spot on your x-ray, he doesn't run in and say, my God, you have cancer, you're going to die. He says, hold on a second, this could be dense tissue, we want to look at it again. But imagine if the media were your doctor, every single x-ray might be cancer.
Fuck, that would mean that Greg Gutfeld would be one of my doctors, or that there would be a chance that Greg Gutfeld would be my doctor. I mean, I'm with him here. Fuck. He mad. There's more of this.
Sources say you could be dead in 6 months. I've confirmed anonymous sources that you may have HIV.
Dude, he just made that up.
You're gonna have to tune in at 8 o'clock and find out. And then that's when we tell you, well, you know what? We exaggerated a little bit, but at least we got you to watch. This entire story is based on ginning up people so they can run to their TVs and go, oh my God, my hair's on fire again. And lastly, I want to throw to a
probably be running to the shower if your hair's on fire. Most efficient way to get your hair on fire.
Travel roll montage. You don't have the money.
You're saying what happened in other countries versus what happened here. We don't even think it's going to be as bad as it was in other countries.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're again careful, safe, and come join us.
Half of the people in America do not get a flu shot. And the flu right now is far deadlier. So if you're freaked out at all about the coronavirus, you should be more concerned about the flu.
And for the vast majority of New Yorkers, life is going.
They might not have shown the part where Sanjay Gupta fucking corrected him on that Anderson Cooper clip, right? Like, he had a montage. He was ready. Oh, he was just going to say that to Juan Williams at some point.
Right. Also, trying to say that this Trump wants to play anything down to avoid panic hasn't been paying attention to anything about the migrant caravans that he was saying were invading the country by the tens of thousands.
Remember that clip we played of that guy, like, that we saw those two guys in backpacks just walking down the street and claimed that they were like heading for America, but he was in like Chile or Guatemala or somewhere. And it's like, dude, those were just two people walking down the street. Both of them had a backpack. They might have been on their way back from the store.
Yeah. His whole campaign, though, was based off of fucking panicking people. He's trying to scare people into not changing their already made up mind that they're going to vote for him, or scare the fucking suburban Karens into.
All right. So our next clip is there's a Fox guest claiming that Bob Woodward's book is going to be a distraction from the fact that Trump might win the Nobel Peace Prize.
He was not aware just what this called for, that the sweeping recommendation to shut the government down, to shut everything down, was unprecedented. It had never been used in the better part of a century, and it was jolting, and he didn't appreciate that. That's not to give him any slack here, but I'm wondering, in looking back, if it's as simple as that, a shock that, as serious as he might have privately felt this was, even then, he didn't think some of these more draconian responses were necessary. What do you think?
Well, what President Trump did was leave it up to the states to decide what was the best measure and efforts to put forward to flatten the curve and to...
Well, some states are Arkansas, and you probably don't want to do that. Virus.
But
some states are Florida, for fuck's sake.
Woodward, in his book, in the excerpts and the interviews, Neil, I just think that the president can't do or say anything right. And personally, I think this is a hit piece. True. I mean, think about the timing of all of this. Personally, I think this is a hit piece.
I mean, by the fucking Sam Harris and Eric Weinstein definition, like, of a hit piece, well, sure. He wrote a thing about a person that did a thing that was bad, that he thinks is bad, and wrote a thing about it. So there we go. Hit piece. Boom. Done. Everything on our fucking blog is basically a hit piece.
Right. But also, there's always an October surprise. Just Trump didn't know that he was going to be his own October surprise.
Oh, I don't even know. I think that this is just constant. This isn't like some surprise for the election. This is just like the constant drum of the crazy. Like, is it special? I mean, it's especially crazy, but for other reasons, like fires and QAnon and fucking...
It's like a fire hose of like constant crazy, and then every once in a while something like bubbles up that's like got extra crazy sauce on it.
I mean, think about the timing of all of this. We are 50 days or some out from the presidential election, right? Woodward sat on his information for how long? For months. Why did he do that? How come he didn't come out with it sooner?
And, I agree with you, but for another reason.
When you look at how this is sucked all...
Oh, I'm going to stop here and say, like, why I agree with her. I think if he had these recordings of this guy saying that he knew it was serious, as soon as he started going out and saying that it wasn't serious, this guy should have released those tapes. He's like, hey, I have tapes of this guy saying that this is a serious and a very deadly thing, and he's giving you bad information. I don't know why he's doing it, but here's the tapes. This is what he said to me on the phone before I even knew that I thought, you know what I'm saying? Before, like, the general public knew how serious this might be, he was aware of it. And you should know that, because it's March, 13th, and this shit might get fucked up. But nope, waited till now. I don't know why he waited till now. Fucking, I think it was wrong to wait till now. But she's doing it for the wrong reason. I don't think he's doing it because of the election. I think he's doing it because he was able to he wanted to put it in his book and then release the tapes when he put his book out. I think that's what's going on. It's not malice. It's greed. Well, greed and malice are kind of interchangeable for like, at least for me, but it was greed, not like, oh, I don't know. Oh, depraved indifference, maybe.
News out of the air in regards to the president being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. That's off the front page. There's no talk about that at all. So this is, in my view, this has sucked all of the news out of the air in regards to the president being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. That's off the front page. There's no talk about that at all. So this is, in my view, another way, another effort to go after the president, say that he can't do or say anything right, when in fact, what he put forward was in the best interest for the country, whether it was shutting down travel from China.
Hold on. Will be for 2021. Let's take a look here. Trump nominated for second time, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's nominated by first some far right group. Last couple times he got nominated, the paperwork was fucking forged anyway, and there was no nomination. So I was just wondering if that was what happened. We may find out soon, but that doesn't even matter.
Right, but anybody can nominate somebody for the Nobel Peace Prize. I should nominate you for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Could you imagine if I ran a campaign? I could get Brett Weinstein and his fake ass fucking Unity 2020 to help me run a campaign against Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. God damn. All right. Well, this one's near and dear to my heart. We have a story next about a Fox News guest claims the homosexual revolution is part of a dynamic movement in the culture towards evil of all levels. This is also from Media Matters for America, good friends of ours here over on the show, or they don't know they are, but you know, Media Matters for America and a few different people on Twitter and Right Wing Watch basically make this show. We love all of you.
I want to ask you all about another story that touches on issues of morality and things that pastors are often asked to weigh in on. And this is this Netflix movie called Cuties. Now, when I saw the poster a few weeks ago and there was a lot of outrage about it, these young girls, what they were going to be doing and dancing, that kind of thing.
I have some things, but it's like a whole video.
And our team, not to show the video, because I saw it today and it was actually much worse than I actually thought it was going to be. I don't even know what to say. These are supposed to be 11-year-old girls. As a woman, it breaks my heart to see the way that they are being essentially sexualized and used here. Pastor, where are we in this cultural moment where there's not a condemnation by other big Netflix names or people?
Let's blame the gays like we did in the 80s.
Let's blame the gays. Like we did last year.
Associated with that particular service.
Well, we're absolutely and exactly where we would expect to be if you had 30 years of trying to destroy morality. If you had 30 years of...
Let's blame the gays like we did in the 90s.
Of a sexual revolution, a homosexual revolution, and you thought you were going to be able to stop it.
Blame the gays.
At some point and say, well, that's far enough, go no further. That's just not possible.
You know what? I'm taking credit for all this. Fuck it.
It's greased and it's rapidly going downhill at a warp speed. And to try to intervene at some point and say, that's enough, you'd had to start a long time ago. This is just the next small step in the disintegration of an entire nation that has no conscience. I wrote an article for the Daily Wire on losing its conscience, the vanishing conscience of America.
All the things are bad. There are no good things.
We've lost any sense of the law of Daily Wire in the heart. It's been overturned by a corrupt view of morality. We've lost the role of the conscience because we've been told to feel no shame. And when you have a dynamic movement in the culture toward evil at all levels, it just...
You're talking about the cabal without talking about the cabal?
But at some point where you say, that's too far.
Or is it the gays? Or do you think the gays are part of the cabal? Is this like some weird QAnon thing where he's like also kind of brought in the moral majority into the QAnon thing? Like there's a gay cabal?
If you're gay, you're automatically godless, right? So that makes you a Satanist. Or a Luciferian, and you want that sweet, sweet adrenochrome from them cuties.
I mean, those girls seemed okay. They seemed like they had all of their adrenochrome.
I mean, they've probably seen some shit. Probably takes a little bit to scare them extra to get that adrenaline adrenochrome into their bloodstream.
Regardless of where people feel they are on some of those hot button issues that become big political and legal debates, I would hope that this one dealing with young girls would be one that a lot of
gay cabal would be fabulous.
Just doesn't feel right.
Immediately. Pastor
Jenna, did the gay mafia just turn into the gay cabal?
Thanks, that's why we need church. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you so
well,
much.
Well, you guys will be there Sunday.
You guys will be there Sunday. She doesn't go to church. She's told on herself.
No.
Yeah, just blame the gays. It's just what they do. I have a whole thing about the movie Cutie, but we're like going to try to move along, or the Cutie thing. We're going to try to move along. We're going to have to skip ahead a little. Well, we don't have to skip ahead that much, but I don't care about this. Let's check in on Crazy Eyes, Michelle Bachmann. Fuck it. See, like, look. Look, this is just a picture that they chose for the cover of the article. Crazy.
Back in the day, when things were simple.
Oh, this is video. I didn't know this was video. We'll open it over here in Vimeo. Fantastic. So this is Crazy Eyes Bachman. Shout out to Right Wing Watch, by the way. Wouldn't be a show without you. There's integral to this show is like Pat Robertson.
Allie Drew's like, how many cis hetero people does one have to sacrifice to get into the gay cabal?
Directly traceable to the Communist Party because their goal is the overthrow of the United States government and to bring communism this is into
not,
America.
This is not something new. Antifa was around prior to World War II.
Look at this fucking knockoff Glenn Beck motherfucker here.
Seriously, 100% knockoff fucking Glenn Beck. And also, let me tell you something. Your grandpa that went and fought in World War One and World War Two was Antifa.
Spain was one of them, but against Hitler.
That's right.
And they were communists. They were Bolsheviks.
They were. And there was German gangs, and they have been around, like you said. And just like Black Lives Matter, this is not
Kirkland Brand Glenn Beck.
These are transgender black Marxists who are seeking the overthrow of the United States and the dissolution of the
not quite dollar family. Store Glenn Beck.
What people need to understand is that 103 years ago there were no communist countries in this world,
right?
But this same idea where you have a pretext, you create something. Like right now, the pretext in America is race wars. Mm-hmm. That we're seeing race wars on America's streets. What this is a cover to bring about communism and a communist takeover. It happened in communist China. It happened in Venezuela. Many countries.
They had a race war in China and it brought about communism? Is that, like, come on. When China changed its government, they were in a very homogenous country without a lot of different races in the country. They weren't like the United States is now, where there's a lot of different people here. And people could faction off here, I guess, and have a war based on race. But there'd be a lot of race traitors in that war, because we're trying to say there's going to be one faction that you don't really want to be with one of those factions. It was one of the factions. You used to be like, no. Some things run deeper than color, Cletus.
People need to understand, the viewers, is that we currently, right now, are in a situation where communists are trying to come in and take over America. You say, aren't you a little overheated? Isn't this melodramatic? This is exactly what a communist revolution looks like. Mm. They think they're going to do it by electing Joe Biden. And then once Joe Biden is elected, they think that these Davos, Switzerland meetings that go on, they think that what they're going to do is have the United States economy collapse, move to a digital currency globally, and then we move into a global type government. So I mean, it's bizarre, but that's where these people, this is their.
I mean, it's yes. The thing she just described is fucking bizarre.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I've said it a bunch of times, and I try to say it in a shorter amount of time every single time.
Good, you're honing your rhetoric.
I'm honing my rhetoric. And the state of humanity is the way it is. A global version of a one world government is fucking inevitable. And the United Nations is probably somewhat of a good start. I mean, it's like every country is its own thing, but we all have to like agree on things, like not to blow each other up with nuclear weapons. What to do if there's like giant humanitarian crises, things like that.
It's very prophetic, actually.
It lines up with scripture. For people who know the Bible,
sure,
this is exactly what the prophets told us, you know, 2,000 years
ago. Do I return this from eBay or not? I know it's fake, but it's also not that bad. That kind of knockoff.
It's like the Dr. Thunder of Glenn Beck.
These days, and what we need to remember is that perfect love casts out fear, because that's what they want to bring to America's streets, homes, and hearts. Yeah. Fear. So we stand on the word.
Says a person who's never, ever trafficked in fear and isn't doing it right now.
Flee.
Not at all.
We're going to stand on the truth of God. And so that's why now more than ever, between now and the election, what we need to do is pray and cry out to Almighty God and ask for His protection over America.
I need to be for my bunghole.
Fucking shout out to Right Wing Watch.
Do have a spatula for my bunghole.
So that was Michelle Bachman. God. Dennis Prager.
The only The only reason anybody praises God is because behind that praise of God is the worry of fucking eternal punishment and fire. That has to be your motivation. You have to question your fucking thought process.
She's so religious, she's stupid, right?
I need teepee for me bunghole.
Oh, you're going to be really fucking angry. This is Dennis Prager. He's going to talk about Black Lives Matter and racism. And
great. Go get another drink.
I got to pee.
You're going to leave me here with this fucking... Oh, man.
It's only 3 minutes and 41 seconds. And you hold on. You can talk over it in a more dramatic way now. Go ahead.
This is the time when you have to fight back. One way to fight back is not to fly American Airlines. I hate pulling for boycotts. My whole life I have been proud of the fact that I never boycotted even Ben and Jerry's, two morons.
Why would you boycott Ben and Jerry?
But it's now, there's no choice. American Airlines has announced that its flight attendants and others can wear BLM pins. That makes for a charming experience to have a fascist organization represented by employees of American Airlines. Just fly something else and tell them why. I feel like burning my, let's see, I have it on. No, I don't have it on me. I'm on one of the highest levels of American, but they've lost me.
Oh, no.
You have to fight and you have to send them a letter. Very polite. Say, something to the effect, it is a despicable organization. It does not represent blacks. You know they don't represent blacks. You listen to your diversity.
Hold on. I know why you didn't boycott Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Because this looks like a dude who really likes ice cream.
I don't know why anybody would boycott Ben and Jerry's ice cream. They're delicious.
He said they were idiots, like as I was walking away. But that's like, he just strikes me as a dude who really likes ice cream.
Organization. It does not represent
blacks. So in the bottom left it says DP, but like whatever.
Blacks, you know they don't represent blacks.
The irony is not lost on me.
To your diversity,
him. Oh God, I can't even say that.
Well, not a dean.
Fuck, I had a good joke.
Turn it up.
You want to know what I have to say? Everybody can hold on. Him, Charlie Kirk, Steven Crowder, DP.
That's just what we need in our time, is to politicize your flight. It's not enough to politicize basketball and football. Now your flight has to be poisoned with it.
My flight?
A flight of ice creams?
I don't care what the pilot on my flight believes. Are they going to land safely?
Wear a Trump pin? And I don't want them to wear one. That's the thing. I'm passionately for the re-election of this president. But I don't want flight attendants wearing Trump pins. There's no escape. Remember, the left is totalitarian.
I know. God forbid people be able to express themselves.
I engaged in hyperbole. Maybe now you realize that is literally accurate. All leftists are totalitarian. Liberals are not. Conservatives are not. Leftists are. Total. Our control must be total.
So the chat's saying he wants the female flight attendants to be naked. And I'm just going to ask you, I don't care who you are, whatever. No, even if you're like super comfortable without your clothes on, if you had to stand in front of Dennis Prager without your clothes on, like, could you imagine like how uncomfortable that is? It would be more uncomfortable if he was naked too, by the way. Even if you were just standing in front of each other. I'm just telling
especially
you,
if he's like the
like
same
a,
color.
This doesn't seem like a very body positive kind of like okay at a nudist colony kind of fellow.
No, I just think that especially if the rest of him is the same color as his forehead, that would be just awful.
Might not really be able to see anything though if he's naked, which is fantastic. You're like, it all just blends together.
You cannot escape.
He's like Pantone silly putty color.
An American Airlines flight, that little bubble in the air. So why don't they just rename it Left Wing Airlines? You are not
because they want to also ensure everybody that they have a right wing as well. So they will still fly through the air.
if you know that the BLM is a despicable fascist group. Why can't people say that? It's so obvious. Do you see what they do in almost every city? Now Rochester and Pittsburgh. The other one was Washington, D.C. They scream and curse people, white people who are having dinner because they're white and they're not a racist organization.
Well, no, these are just randos who are talking shit to people at the fucking steakhouse. I don't know.
Ku Klux Klan. It's just least lives valuable. You are not welcome if you know that the BLM is a despicable fascist group. Why can't people say that? It's so obvious. Do you see what they do in almost every city? Now Rochester and Pittsburgh. The other one was Washington, D.C. They scream and curse people, white people who are having dinner because they're white. And they're not a racist organization? It's the most racist organization in the country outside of the Ku Klux Klan.
At least he agrees the Ku Klux Klan is a racist organization.
Well, again, we'll take the small victories where we can get them.
Fuck, man. It's so reduced to. We're like, okay, well, we can all agree that the KKK is a racist organization.
I feel like a couple weeks ago, I was like blown away by the fact that Sebastian Gorka didn't believe in like the skull measuring phrenology, right? When he called it like a Victorian thing of eras past. And I'm like, oh shit, that's really good news. I thought maybe he'd be into skull measuring. Turned out he wasn't into skull measuring. Here's crazy old Uncle Pat. Also going to be talking about Black Lives Matter.
It's amazing that these people are... these athletes are getting sucked into this, and so-called fellow travelers and even businesses. But, you know, the athletes used to be terribly admired by all of society. They had a very, very positive rating. That rating has gone to negative because of their association with Black Lives Matter. It's not just the statement, of course Black Lives Matter. Of course we...
Okay, fucking good on you, fucking crazy old Uncle Pat, for, like, getting some of it right. Again, the name of the show is A Night of Very Small Victories on the Plex.
Our small victory Death Star is this big.
They care about oppression against poor people. Everybody who's got any sense would do that. They don't like police brutality or some of those things, but that legitimate thing has been hijacked by these radicals, and they're using that that label put forth an agenda. And
all right, check this out. Pat Robertson is analyzing this with the microscope. If he could just point that microscope to the right a little bit, maybe analyze. Take the microscope to your own house, sir, please. Mm-hmm. Are there maybe radical elements within Christianity, within televangelism specifically, that are trying to impose a radical agenda? Like, it just seems like he's aware of others in a way that it would be nice if he was kind of aware of himself and like where he's at. And like, even though I don't know, I feel like this is also going to get bad. I feel, but having Pat Robertson on the soundboard being all, yes, of course, Black Lives Matter, or whatever he said. You should have just stopped there.
People need to be aware of it. They're talking about Marxist communism. They're talking about destroying the nuclear family. They're talking about destroying essentially Christianity as being racist all the way through.
I'm not saying that you're...
Go ahead.
I'm not saying you're racist, but all the racists seem to think you're racist.
There's nothing about destroying the nuclear family. It's about telling people that if their family isn't like that, that it's okay.
Yeah.
It's a different scenario. Fuck. Oh, man. He was doing so good, too.
He was doing pretty good.
They want to upend the capitalist structure and destroy America. Now, if some athlete...
This is not the buckets guy, Thomas Jerome Newton. He said expropriate the buckets. Pat Robertson got rich without selling buckets of slop. Fucking... game recognized game.
Yep.
Give 10 cents to pay him to endorse my product. Why would I want Colin Kaepernick to endorse Wheaties or whatever it is I'm selling? But I think some...
His name is Colin Kaepernick. A colon is like something that you have problems with because you're older now, sir.
But that's how Dan Bondi says it, though. He's like, say Colin Kaepernick.
Some of the big corporations are going along.
Oh, did we just find out that he's a fan of Dan Bondi?
This is maybe a stalking horse for a very, very radical...
I'm telling himself.
Anti-family, anti-God agenda. And you, whoever's watching, people should be aware that they're not just standing with the poor, oppressed black people. Of course we want to stand with oppressed people against police brutality. Of course we do.
Oh, do you?
We don't want to go along.
That's another good drop, though.
A lesbian.
BLM, Pat Robertson.
Anti-family, anti-capitalist, Marxist revolution. We don't want that for America.
I also want him to fucking, hold on.
Of course we want to stand with oppressed people against police brutality. Of course we do. But we don't want to go along with a lesbian, anti-family, anti-capitalist, Marxist revolution. We don't want that for America.
That hit that's just like lesbian, anti-family, anti-capitalist revolution or whatever he said is also very, very good shit. Although there's like a little... in the background of his fucking audio. I can fix that. It's just like white noise in the background.
Yeah.
All right. So somebody mentioned fucking selling buckets of slop and we need to expropriate those buckets and give them to the proletariat or whatever. Well, here's a clip of Jim Baker. He wants to get out the vote.
Faith in their faith is Satan worship.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So if they vote their faith, we need a lot of Christians to vote more so.
Does the Jim Baker get out the vote method? It's a 19 second clip. Felt like 9 seconds. I think we're gonna go ahead and play the palate cleanser now. I feel like we need a palate cleanser, so we're gonna play the palate cleanser. I don't even know what it is. All right, here we go. Whatever this is the palate cleanser.
Oh, look it. It's our daughter. It only takes a pandemic for her to call her parents.
Are you guys like okay and stuff?
We're fine. Never been better.
We just don't like to be in the same room.
We've been social distancing for decades.
Kelly, I want to say something.
Okay.
When you were growing up, I was pretty harsh on you, and I gave your brother all the breaks. Ugh. I'm realizing now you deserved better. You deserved my support, and you didn't get it. And I'm sorry.
Tor.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Okay. So someone said whore.
Yeah, it was Mom. Mom said it.
What I'm trying to say is, will you stop all the clinking in there?
Huh? Hi, Mother Grandma.
Kelly, I love you. And I miss you. Excuse me.
Dad, come back. That was beautiful.
He read a book, and now he thinks he's awoke. New topic. Why are you such a loser?
Mom, you don't get to talk to me that way. I am not a loser. I am not a whore. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am Kelly. Deal with that. Now, I'm going to go get a new outfit because I've been wearing the same thing for 15 years.
What is that, a mask?
Yeah, it's a mask and it's rad.
If I hear another thing about a mask, I'm going to lose it.
Just go f*** yourself, Mom.
This is great. Who is this?
This is Kelly. This is Shoes. Remember Shoes? The video Shoes? Shoes.
Masks.
No, this is good.
Let's wear a mask. Let's wear a mask.
Yeah.
Let's wear a mask. Let's wear a mask. These masks rule. This mask sucks. This mask rules. This mask sucks! Let's wear a mask. Let's party.
It's quality.
Let's wear a mask.
Mother, Grandma, you don't drink through it.
Well, at least Grandma was wearing a mask, too. That was a pretty good palate cleanser.
If you've never seen the shoes video,
no.
You could watch it now.
No. We have now is Deanna Lorraine, because we can't do the show without Deanna Lorraine. She's going to talk about Trump and the events around COVID. And the still of hers. Pretty good here. This is pretty much Deanna Lorraine.
Very Trump-like.
With each event, he's getting a little more bold and more back to his normal self, because this looks a lot like a normal campaign event. And look, if anyone's going to be testing positive for coronavirus from a Trump rally, we know it's probably a paid leftist or it's a hoax. You know, I just don't know any real conservative or Trump supporter that would just go right away from a Trump rally and say, oh, my God.
Fucking trash bag bitch from hell.
I don't really see that happening.
So, in case anybody missed the point there, what she was saying, that if anybody went to a Trump rally and then tested for COVID-19, they were like a leftist activist. Because nobody would go to a Trump rally and then go get tested for COVID-19.
No.
Like, unless they had all of the symptoms of COVID-19, like, 3 days later or something. They probably didn't get it there, but they certainly gave it to a bunch of fucking people there. Fuck, dude. She's fucking crazy. But I'm glad we found Deanna Lorraine. Although, to be fair, we probably found her on Right Wing Watch.
She traded in her 3 flags behind her for a whole fucking studio of flags behind her.
So I don't know if you remember this guy. His name is Steven Anderson. He's a hate preacher. You've probably seen video of him before. He's lost his YouTube channel. So I don't know where he was publishing this, but the Friendly Atheist went ahead and acquired this for us. And here's this guy going to complain about losing his YouTube channel.
It's too bad that this message about the love of God is struggling to find its way on YouTube. It's pretty sad when my wife has to call me before the service and say, "What? Where's the channel? I can't find it." Because YouTube has been deleting our channel. It's not her fault. YouTube is deleting our channel. Like every week, every day. You know, meanwhile, Insane Clown Posse's channel is doing fine. Okay? And think about the vibe.
He is awesome.
Comrades.
And the garbage that's on that.
I said a lot of weird things about Juggalos in the past, and I regret all of it.
Clown Posse is a little bit of filth, a little bit hateful, a little bit, you know what? But that's okay, because it's not Jesus Christ and the Word of God that's being preached. Truth is hate to those who hate the truth. And right now, you know, YouTube has just banned me and just deleting my channels one after the other. You know, it's just I make a new channel, it gets deleted. I keep respawning.
You idiot, they kicked you off of YouTube. You can't just make new channels.
I don't have 9 lives. I just keep coming back, keep respawning again and again. They cannot stop us from preaching the Word of God. But anyway, you know, maybe the fact that California is going up in flames right now, maybe God can just go like, and maybe it can hit Mountain View, California.
Whoa.
Torch old YouTube's headquarters.
Torch old YouTube's headquarters,
right?
Don't say that. Don't say that. I ain't the biggest fan of the people in Mountain View or all them companies either, but like maybe the wildfire shouldn't just go burn down a giant fucking dense residential area like Mountain View, California. Sounds bad.
Yeah, sounds very unchristian.
Well, I mean, if you watch this show enough, does it really sound that unchristian?
No.
Oh, God, this lady. Oh, my God. No, we're not going to do it. We'll have to wait till red light. So we got another story here. It's a story we skipped earlier, but this is Josh Bernstein. If you've, you don't know who he is, you'll find out. Oh, this is just from SoundCloud. not playing. That's very sad. Why is it not playing? It seems to just not play. Seems like a bad thing. Can I download it? Yeah. No. Well, we're not doing the Josh Bernstein clip, I guess. Fuck SoundCloud. I'll still cross it off so I don't go back to it later.
Yeah.
So there's a debate that's happening. It's for the Senate. It's for the Senate seat in Maine. And the independent candidate doesn't really like flip out or anything, but just like after the, I think this is a Democrat answering the question. I don't think it's a Republican because I'm not like the Republicans answer the question might have been the story in that case, but here we go. Here's it's from Mediaite. This is Max Lynn, an independent candidate. I think before him, one of the regular candidates is going to be speaking.
We saw Mainers making terrible choices every day about whether they were going to see a doctor or put food on.
Oh, she's a Democrat.
Nobody should have to make a choice like that, and everybody deserves access to health care they can afford. Now, I know once upon a time, Senator Collins agreed with that. In fact, in the beginning of her Senate career, she said it was one of her top priorities.
And oh, I hope that lady, whoever she is, beats Susan Collins. Fuck Susan Collins.
Which has enabled Republicans across the country to bring forward a lawsuit even during a pandemic that threatens to take away people's health care. Here in Maine, we had to pick up the pieces. In the legislature, we protected the core provisions of the ACA, ensuring that people with pre-existing conditions and seniors would be covered. In the Senate, this is what I'll continue to do. I think we need a public option available for people to buy Medicare if they want it, and we also need to increase how Medicare works, make it better, allow Medicare to be able to negotiate with drug companies for lower drug costs and make sure people have the health insurance they need.
Mr. Lynn,
if you go ahead and repeat the question.
Sure. How would you ensure that everyone who needs health care has access to it and can afford it?
Right. And Rachel, that's an excellent question. But as I mentioned, I've got to be way outside the box tonight. I have to be different because I'm competing against $100 million. And so I'm going to put your question aside, and I have a bombshell to announce tonight. You know, right now,
I would ask that you stick with the question.
Request denied. What I'd like to say is the eyes and ears and the voices of the people, we represent nature and the wilderness. And that brings me to the CMP corridor. How many people, up to 80,000
Let me interrupt for a second,
people.
Mr. Lynn. Do you have any interest in health care? That's the round
yes,
we're
I
talking
do.
About.
And I'm
then I think let's
all...
talk about that, and we can talk about other things later.
Request denied again, and I appreciate that. And these moderators...
What an idiot.
...moderators, and I apologize.
Fucking super idiot.
Job ...as best as possible. But please realize, well, I haven't started my time. I'm addressing this, and you're already flashing me.
Well, that was the time allotted, and that's how it was used.
Okay, well then... Let me ask for clarity. I'm competing against $100 million here, okay? They're the front runners. In order for me to be the U.S. Senate candidate, I have to be out of the box tonight.
And we need to know where you stand
on the
issues as well.
And I've got to be different.
All right, Mr.
And
Lynn, thank you.
As a moderator, I want the question, but I don't want to be judged on my answer because the only people judging my answer are the main. The question, but I don't want to be judged on my answer because the only people judging my answer are the main voters
on
November 3rd.
Max, now you're taking my time.
Well, I request that you don't interrupt me because I'm already fighting against 100 million. I don't want to fight the moderators all night. And part of my strategy is to be outside the box.
All right.
This guy's a genius. I have to be outside the box. Watch me behave weirdly. Look, I am being outside the box. Doesn't make him seem crazy or like he doesn't know what he's doing at all. Doesn't make him look incompetent.
Doesn't make me look fucking crazy. Nah.
Well, we've saved the best for last. On the regular docket anyway. Liz Crokin. Her life has been just oh so difficult since people started making fun of her. Also, shout out to Right Wing Watch.
They have done everything in their power to destroy my life. Financially, legal situations, health issues, home security issues, my social life. They've slandered me, as you all know, in the media for 4 years and dozens, if not hundreds.
It's not slander if it's true.
Trying to destroy absolutely every area of my life. They actually have a book of directives on targeted individuals, and I've read it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Her rhetoric just ramped up. She's talking about targeted individuals now. She thinks like the 5G is like microwaving her brain and making her do dumb things or some shit like that.
Ooh.
There's an article on our website about targeted individuals. Those people are crazy. She feels like she's becoming irrelevant, and she can't really go full QAnon because those people, I guess, didn't accept her for whatever reason. So she's got to go target an individual.
Thing that they do to people like me, whistleblowers, targeted individuals, they have done to me. They have compromised people in my life that were paid to work for me, protect me. They've used lawfare. They've used rogue law enforcement against me. It's been unbelievable. And I don't talk about it much because I'm not a Debbie.
Because I'm making it all up.
I don't want to be that person that sits and complains about things. But at the same point in time, I think it's important for people to understand what someone like me goes through for speaking the truth.
So do you think she's going to go the way of Laura Loomer? You know, like fucking
handcuff
herself to something and then have the police cut her handcuffs when she has to pee.
I don't think she's going to handcuff herself to anything, no.
My life has been hell. It has been miserable, actually, for the past 4 years. And I do it because it's the right thing to do. I care about this movement. I care about the kids. And
the children.
I feel very
think of the children
about this movement and children. And I just, as bad as my life has gotten, I just can't not fight for these kids, and it's just the way it is. So I deal with the slings and arrows. It hasn't been fun, but at the end of the day, I just want you guys to know
sometimes being in the public eye isn't fun.
Taking me off Twitter.
Also, if you want to fucking fight for the kids, then go fucking work for an actual agency that researches fucking human trafficking.
Harassing me, breaking into my home.
Make videos about how you want to save the kids. Then you just make videos.
Silencing Liz Crokin. It's about silencing the voices for the children.
No, it's most of us think that you're crazy and that you should shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and we don't want you around any children.
And at the same point in time, they're sticking up for and they're protecting and defending the pedophiles.
And that just means anybody who doesn't believe exactly what the fuck Liz Crokin says. Well, fuck. That was crazy. We've come to the end of the regular docket. We usually don't finish the regular docket during the podcast part of the show.
I know.
Lightfan 420. I don't care if you think I'm intelligent or not. We're just streaming and talking shit about like clips. Like if you think I'm really smart, that's probably bad. I don't want to be like a cult of personality like Sam Harris or Jordan Peterson. So like if you think that, like you're probably wrong because I'm just some guy. I know how to make this stream happen every bunch of times a week. Anyway, podcast listeners, people watching on YouTube, if I release the whole thing as a YouTube video, thanks. Otherwise, if you're listening live or you're on one of the patrons and you got the member show, just kind of hang out. We're going to play a song or two. We're going to come back with Red Light. This has been the Plex Podcast. I don't know. Say something, Media Wench, and then I'll play a song.
Fucking smoke them if you got them and put a napkin over your drink.
Time for the Huxtable. We'll be right back.
comfortable being who you are. Don't even act like nobody. Don't even play no role.
On the Cosby Show.